L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Let's do one more clip here. This is some of the closing arguments talking about that taillight again and its placement during the closing arguments. Here's Alan Jackson.
And don't forget, Buchanek is Proctor's supervisor, and he was in that little group chat where Karen Reed's naked photos were being searched for. You know the saying about the apple falling from the tree. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even started talking about the taillight yet. You'll recall that at the very beginning of this case, you were introduced to no fewer than five CPD officers very early on who searched the scene. None of them, not a single one, found any taillight material at the scene. Zero. Steven Seraph, Sean Good, Stephen Mullaney, Michael Lank, Paul Gallagher, they were all there. They were all walking right around there. They were all looking. They were searching with their eyes. They were searching with their hands. Some said they were searching with their feet. They even used tools, a leaf blower. Not one piece of bright red taillight material was at the scene. Not a single piece. But incredibly, over the course of the next 3 weeks, according to Michael Proctor, 47 pieces of taillight material would end up being found, some of which were the size of a salad plate. The CERT team shows up later on January 29th, and according to O'Hara, the first few pieces of taillight were found about 5:45. And here's some interesting testimony that you heard. Who else was there? Who did O'Hara say was there? Well, he said his team was there. We certainly expected that, but then he said there were others. These other mysterious figures, some from Canton PD, some from the Massachusetts State Police, that he could not account for. Heavy coats, big masks, hats. Even Lieutenant O'Hara could not tell who was who. But he did note Canton police officers were there who were unaccounted for. Massachusetts state troopers were there unaccounted for. And during that search that was overseen by Trooper Tully, Proctor's supervisor, three pieces of taillight material were found. That's super important, and I want to concentrate on that for a second. O'Hara said all three pieces were in an area about 12 inches square. That's an area about as big as your dinner plate. Tully, however, claimed that one red piece was found. About 3 feet away from that was a shoe. One to 2 feet from that was a clear piece of plastic, and a few feet away from that was a red piece of plastic. So we have red, clear, and red. Over the span of about, added up, probably 10 or 12 feet. Ladies and gentlemen, both of those things cannot be true. Somebody is taking liberties with the facts.
What's your take on that? Those closing arguments there from Alan Jackson?
I mean, you know what? Alan Jackson could sell snow to a snowman or an Eskimo, I guess is the saying.
Yeah.
You have to really break down his words to realize that they are ridiculous. It was very clear about what was found. They did GPS coordinates. He just doesn't say the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. The only area they searched was, as I recall, 3 feet by 7 feet, the Canton Police Department when they came there in the middle of a blizzard, by the way, trying to get the crime scene tape off, using a blower to try to slowly remove the layers to get to everything. They just really concentrated in and around his body. Mm-hmm. For those of you who have been in a blizzard like this, just look at the flagpole and how that was blowing and the video. This is a hot mess that they were supposed to work in. They knew the CERT team was coming, and so they just concentrated on the small area right around his body. That's where they found the glass. I believe they found the straw, and that's what they looked at. The CERT team did that whole yard. Mm-hmm. Of course, the pieces are going to be further out, and remember, there was approximately, at that time, 6 inches of snow already. Mm-hmm. I think there was a total of 24 total inches that came down in that yard in Canton. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of snow, everyone. Yeah. I mean, O'Keefe, 6 inches, he was covered. Mm-hmm. So he likes to take little, I notice he takes little snippets. It's like just taking a little bit of what somebody says out of context, and then he tries to make it the facts. That's all I can say about Jackson.
He's very convincing. He's very good at what he does. My last question on this would be, how did the taillight break? How did it get to be in so many pieces? Because when you just look at, you know, a body hitting it, you know, just a lot of, you know, we're made of water, basically. Is that going to shatter the taillight? I mean, we didn't really see any reconstructions or anything like that done. Was the taillight, did John throw the drink at the car? I could see that breaking a taillight. I guess we truly never will know, but what's your thoughts on that? And just this taillight exploding basically with these parts all over the place.
Well, John O'Keefe was a big man. Mm-hmm. He was 6'2", I believe 220 pounds, and he was not scrawny. Mm-hmm. He was buff. He was a cop forever. And so I think that's important to keep in mind the stature of John O'Keefe. And from the animations that I have seen is that if he were holding his cup here with his right hand, the one he took, mm-hmm. and he were struck and the elbow area struck that taillight, mm-hmm. you can imagine, again, it was, I believe, 24 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Struck. That is impactful. Mm-hmm. And as it struck, then that elbow area would have resulted in the breakage, the shards being those objects that would have mm-hmm. cut him. I've even seen where you can sort of see if it went in like this and then the shard left from that taillight, how it made that design, if you will, of the marks on his arm. So again, no one really talked about it from the prosecution or the defense. I thought they did just the most milquetoast job on the prosecution side. We've talked about Trooper Paul not being very articulate.
It's a nice way of putting it, Jennifer. Probably the nicest way anyone has said it so far.
If you could just have done an animation for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
From something. Based on his report, we got nothing. Yeah. And then you have the defense side come up, and you know they came off so well until you really looked at the fact they didn't look at any inculpatory information. Mm-hmm. And in fact, when they were asked about it, like, well, what about the shards of glass, you know, microscopic pieces in his shirt? Oh, I wouldn't count that. To me, that just
like, how would you not count that?
How could you not count that? So to me, they were both hired by DOJ, they were given a snippet of the case, that's it. Yeah. And they were asked to come up with something and paid tens of thousands of dollars to do it.
Yeah. It's a fascinating, it's a confusing case, obviously, to the jury and to anyone watching along at home. I always love having you on about this because you always present a very balanced side to it. And with a lot of the chaos in there, I feel like you do bring it home a lot of like, okay, let's take a look at this from the fact standpoint. So thank you for that. As we're wrapping up this specific case, it will be very interesting to see what the jury decides or does not decide here in the coming days or weeks.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.